I'm Dominic West. I play Jimmy McNulty. And who are you, Mike? That handsome guy right there.
Michael K. Williams. Omar. Gun-toting.
Ain't working out for
boyfriend
y'all, huh?
Having Omar.
Gay icon.
Homo thug. Excuse me. Nothing.
Homo thug.
Nothing gay about Omar. Homo thug.
Homo thug. There he is.
Aries.
And this is your boyfriend, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same dude, different name. As
have fun this scene, man. A lot of fun this scene. It's actually one of my most favorite scenes.
It's all good. See, back in middle school and all, I used to love them myths. Stuff was deep. Truly.
The scene is when Omar goes to testify against Bird in the case from him shooting the working man in season one.
Oh, yeah, and we went out shopping to get your clothes.
Infamous tie.
State calls Omar Little.
What's Donna's last name in wardrobe?
Don't know. She made the tie.
Yeah, it's handmade.
Handmade tie right there.
Omar's handmade tie.
It's Peter Garrity with his lines underneath the desk. You see that light there?
To tell the truth,
his crib sheet.
The whole truth, yeah. Nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Never remembered a line in his entire career.
State your name for the record.
Omar Devone Little.
Mr. Little, how old
that
are
you? That's great, this scene.
About 29, thereabout.
And where do you live?
No place in particular, man.
You're homeless?
And you know what I love this scene the most?
And what
working
is
with you and Wendell Pierce, man. I had the most fun, guy.
Oh, at the end?
I enjoy working exactly with you the best because you make me laugh.
Rip and run.
I have my best fun on scenes with you and Wendell.
And exactly how long has this been your occupation, Mr. Little?
Oh, I don't know exactly. I venture to say maybe about 8 or 9 years.
How many times do you do this?
Mr. Little, how does it?
You know, I was a little delirious because Idris and I hung out. You see he's sleeping right there, right? Idris and I hung out the night before.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God.
This was your big scene? You're completely hungover.
Totally hungover. Totally.
Eye drops, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the great thing about it. You know, you can be in any state you like. When you walk to the garden, acting in TV, it's the easiest thing in the world. You hung over whatever you just call for makeup, and they put eye drops in your face, and you look almost
beautiful. A little airbrushing.
It's always a liability working with Idris.
Why?
He has a few sort of preparatory procedures. He gets himself prepared for a scene, and sometimes he gets you involved in those as well, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten involved with a couple of times. Him and his Guinness seat. She's got the fire and the fury at his command, where you don't have to worry. Hey, Dominic, which music did you like the best, the season one or the season two? It's the same song, but they changed it a little bit.
Season two is Tom Waits.
Yeah.
Season one was the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the Blind Boys anymore. I think I like them, you know.
I think so too.
But it's Tom Waits' song.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, he wrote the song.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they covered it.
That's Idris Hand.
Is it?
Yeah. That's Zippers. Anthony Hemingway.
That's Anthony Hemingway. First
Big Egghead.
Girl.
Yeah, first AD.
Trying to pretend to be one of the actors. Putting an actor out of a job there.
Shame on you, Anthony.
Directed by Steve Schilt, who is the driest English guy you could meet and is in the opening shot of The Last Temptation of Christ playing the Centurion. The panning shot, and you get his very dry English voice. Then you suddenly find Steve Schilt in a Centurion's helmet.
Serious?
Looking so daft.
He's a dope director. I like him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Or maybe he's hiding
it. Well, the union is also a little threadbare. They paid the taxes on
interesting top there for Dom Lombardozzi.
Yeah, very bright. Looking at the colorful primary. You don't need to. IBS books are open to the Justice Department under the terms of a federal racketeering. You know how many people are taken back when I tell them that you, Idris, and Clark Peters are all from England, have English like backgrounds. The books show that
there's less than 100. That's true, yeah.
British backgrounds, yeah.
Well, Clark's from New York, but he's lived in London for 30 years.
Oh, that cocky definitely rubs off on him.
Yeah?
Yeah, you hear it when you give him a couple. It'll start to leak out a little bit. A little British accent. And through individual officers and union members. I remember being intimidated so much by Seth.
Seth yeah, Gilead. Me too. I couldn't speak to him for the first year.
Oh, God, I was so intimidated by him, man. His training is like, oh, God.
Yeah. campaign. I never realized he was such a pushover.
Yeah, you know.
You know, he looks frightening and he's just a girl.
So, where's the cash coming from?
So far, DNRs on Union Hall phones don't show much. The great Amy Ryan right there.
Yeah, man.
And not much in the way of cell numbers or payphones either. What's with those hand-to-hands? Anything connect?
We're buying from a lot of white boys. O'Donnell Heights, Greek Town, Highland Town, above the park.
Scenes like this take about 8 hours to do. Lots of people in that horrible room.
Yeah,
this
at least
is probably about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... They monitor.
I'm getting a lot of phone calls here. Just turn this off.
Oh, I gave up a long time ago.
That's their value.
Gave up what?
Answering that phone. Like that camp. Long lost cousins, huh? They kept that
out of the computer. All wanting tickets for the premiere tonight.
But of course.
Yeah. How many people are you bringing?
You know, of course, the legendary Mummy. Mummy will be.
Your mum?
Yeah, she's coming.
Is she?
Yeah, she'll be here tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Coming over from
Harrisburg, yeah. She drove in yesterday to be here today for this.
She doesn't live in the Bahamas anymore.
No.
Still love the Queen, yeah?
Still love the Queen.
Quite right.
And you. I'll just smack your bottom.
Officer Russell here and Buck Moreland are assigned to homicide. Before the time being, they'll be with us, running the port database to a computer, looking for any pattern involving contraband. Questions?
You know, this second season, it's like I knew that there were, you know, white people in Baltimore that lived this life and had this type of culture, but I'd never seen it until like a couple of weeks ago. I was driving around with a friend of mine. He works with the youth in Baltimore. Like, he's a parolee for the youth out there, and he had to visit a kid in this poor white neighborhood, and I could not believe it was like a hood setting, all the trappings of a nice African-American hood neighborhood. It's all white people. Yeah. I mean, on drugs, selling drugs. I had never seen that in my life. We're not talking trailer park. It was a Baltimore hood. That could have been any color there. It would just happen to be white people. I never in my life seen that.
Where is it? Dundalk?
In Baltimore. I don't even know the area, actually. I know it was east. It was way far east and maybe, I think, a little further south. Many times before, had you not? It was sad. I mean, the kids, the same type of degradation. I'd never seen that. It made me appreciate second season a lot more after seeing that that really does exist. I mean, seeing with your naked eye is something different.
Yeah, yeah. World on the street is, oh my, nowhere near
them rises when the ship hop. I saw testers being given out for the first time this season. Hanging out with my partner who works, he has to go in these neighborhoods to check on his kids that are paroled to him.
Right.
I said, wait, what's going on? I said, people run into like this one area, like birds, like you're throwing breadcrumbs out. He said, oh, testers. I was like, you gotta be joking me.
Testers for the fiends to test the drug?
Yeah, the test. I said, we don't do that in New York. They don't do that in New York. The drug dealer's like, man, you cop and go. Testers.
So testers, you get it for free, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a little test to, you know, get you open, keep you coming back.
Little loyalty card.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew the man, but it wasn't like he was no friend or nothing.
So you would have no trouble recognizing him from a moderate distance, say 20, 25 yards in daylight?
Oh, no, no problem.
Mr. Little, do you recognize this particular weapon?
Yeah, that's Bird's gun, the 3A.
What's the story with Bird? Fred Rostar, yeah?
Fred Rostar, man. Good friend of mine. Love that brother. Good person. Him and Sticky.
It was a Bird hand. He's a musician?
Yeah, rapper, rap star. He was in a very, very, very famous group in the 90s called Onyx.
Covered them shiny little pistols.
Objection, Your Honor.
And the boy too trifling to throw it off even after a daytime murder.
You're a lying cocksucker, man! How would you hold your gun?
Defendant will regain control. He will be forcibly restrained, and I will clear the court. The witness's last answer is to be stricken and disregarded by the jury.
Who's that handsome devil?
I don't know. I think his name is Dominic West. I miss Pablo, man.
I miss Pablo. I miss Pablo's wife or girlfriend as well.
Yeah, boy, boy. Nice set of knockers on her in that open scene.
I thought that was the episode we were doing. The most fantastic gratuitous shot of a woman's breasts in TV history.
Breasts are beautiful.
Amazing. And Bob Colesbury cast her off a video, fully clothed. And they had no idea until she took her top off that they were, you know, beholding the eighth wonder of the world.
I bet you didn't there, Bob. God bless your soul.
You have the chemicals? I can get them. As much as you want. When?
Paul Benvictor, that guy on the left.
I know one thing. Since I've met him on the set, it's so weird. He's all over my television set. I can't get away from him. Every time I turn around, he's in something. I was like, wow, I didn't know he's been busy. Yeah, he's been around for a minute. A lot of good work.
And Malacca. Yeah, Malacca, right. Zig fucked up the package.
So, you bring us the chemical, we pay, then you pay your debt.
It was 2,700, right?
Did you see Pablo's 5 Minutes of Fame in a Manchurian?
No. His brother's in it as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's like, hey, big bro, give me a part in there. Dial it the first 3 seconds.
How did he die?
He's shot in the face.
You're dead. What, by some other 6'5" guy?
Actually,
how did they reach his face?
You saw the Manchurian thing.
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, well, in the beginning, they all
get shot by Denzel? No.
Either Denzel or his brother shoots him. Those are the stars of the movie. Liev and Denzel, their flick.
Liev's Pablo's brother. The Schreiber boys.
They rival with each other, you know that, right?
Oh, do they?
Oh, totally. They totally rival.
I bet.
Mr. Little, can I ask why you came forward in this case?
I told the police what I know.
Were you offered anything in exchange?
A lot of people come to me and they walk up to me, like they think the scar is makeup. And they're like, oh.
It's real.
It's real. Yeah.
No, just, man, you know, even about that.
Barroom brawl, basically.
What, the way you got it?
Yeah, the way.
21st birthday, wasn't it?
25th. Yeah.
It's a hell of a way to spend your birthday.
Yeah.
Possession
of a handgun, possession
of a concealed weapon, assault by pointing, robbery, deadly weapon, possession of a handgun again, followed by violation of parole on weapon charges, followed by one count of attempted murder and use of a handgun in commission of a felony.
That wasn't no attempt murder.
What was it, Mr. Little?
I shot the boy Mike in his hind parts, that all.
Is that jury reacting to you doing that? Were you off camera or were you in your trailer having food brought to you? And
you mean the taping of them reacting?
Yeah.
I think I was dipping.
You don't like to do off-camera stuff, do you?
Oh, I don't mind at all. I don't mind.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean, when it's like, you get me in trouble. Well, I don't mind.
I thought you only did on-camera stuff, you know. You were in your trailer when everyone else was doing their shot.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm joking.
Of
course I am.
Yeah. Picture Nina going for that, huh? Get your ass in here now.
Nina's Michael, this guy Michael's sister.
Yeah.
She's the producer. Why should we believe your testimony? What about the fashions? Because you work quite hard on those.
I work very hard on fashions.
I remember those weird socks you
wore. Yeah, the candy cane socks. That's body note.
That's Baltimore.
What, the 6X t-shirts that look like my mother would wear for a nightgown?
When were the 6X shirts worn in Brooklyn last? Well, they never wore
in Brooklyn. I've never seen that sold anywhere but like from Baltimore, maybe further south. But the first time I saw it was actually in Baltimore, a t-shirt size 6X. I've never seen that. Housing project parking lot and then lie to the police
about it, would you not? Hey, look, I ain't never put my gun on no citizen.
I think the line coming up is one of the most important lines.
What, when you put it back on him?
Oh, God. I mean, David Simon, Ed Burns, yo, you'll get props for that.
You're stealing from those who themselves are stealing the lifeblood from our city. You are a parasite who leeches off
just like you,
the culture
man.
Of drugs. Excuse me?
What? Nice reaction.
I got the shotgun. Got the briefcase. It's on the game, though, right?
Yeah.
It's a great moment.
Never so true.
Great moment.
You did it brilliantly. What it is, you can really consider coming in 10-20% below asking and still feel competitive.
Even on the Hamburg Street address?
Absolutely.
I have to admit, I like the house.
McNulty, ever the kid, ever the boy at heart.
Oh dear, this is really embarrassing.
Oh,
Callie did a great job of pretending that it was actually funny what I was doing. When,
no, she,
I it might have been funny first time, but it certainly wasn't funny 20th time on.
I can imagine.
I'm sorry. What
are you saying? She's great. I don't think those other two actors ever knew what was going on, but they must have done.
Great. Thank you. I'll see you then. You are a child. You know that?
You know, you guys make a great couple.
What do you want?
Dinner and a movie.
Thank you very much.
Come on, stop it.
Why not?
This is the episode where we make a great coupling. Oh, look, it started raining. Look, it's raining outside.
How about sunshine? Fuck yourself here and now, and then you can save that money for someone else.
Come on, Elena.
I'm not sure the rain's there, though. I think the rain was a bit of a continuity problem, though.
Do you think Naughty and I will ever get back together?
No, it's all done.
Okay.
Hope I'm not giving anything away there, but yeah, no, it's all done.
Yeah.
So how'd that DC game end?
You get a bit of Idris's London accent, I hope, don't you?
It pops out of him every now and then.
Call it drama city nowadays. Otherwise, same old go-go, same old bammers. Same soup, just reheated, know what I'm saying?
Who's that?
If you need anything,
I don't know, never met him.
You gotta get it yourself.
I can't go to my That's because there's a cast of 500.
Basically.
Reaching all the way past Baltimore with this kind of work. Then we got a real mystery going on, don't we? Don't worry. No mistakes. Nothing that might come back on you.
You sure your people?
My cousin up in there. He on it.
Right. I can't stand that go-go shit anyhow.
Ain't heard a lie of it. I know a club in Oxon Hill that will wreck y'all.
Alright.
What are you talking about?
Go-go music in D.C.
Talking about? Oh.
I'm around the way.
So, how you doing?
Nursing school right now.
Good. That's good.
Hang on,
Lester's been pushing me, you know.
Well, Kim is actually trying to check her out with the boobs, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Yeah. Kim was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So anyway, he's coming by today to talk about clubs.
About some girls. Russian. Or from that part of the world.
One's from the circuit, yeah.
She's got a degree from Harvard, didn't she?
Wendy?
Wendy, yeah.
Wendy's an amazing person and a phenomenal actor. And I really would like to see her really do more stuff. She's a really sweet girl, and she's very talented.
Thank you, Detective. Nothing further.
Anything more on redirect, Ms. Nathan?
No, Your Honor.
Let's take 10 minutes. Wendell Pierce, the mayor of
New Orleans, a.k.a. my big brother. I've adopted him as my brother.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. He showed me how to do California.
Oh, did he?
Oh,
where'd you go?
Where didn't we go? Wendell
showed me how to,
do
New Orleans.
Yeah?
Yeah, we went down for Mardi Gras, and then we went down for the, was it the Essence Festival? And,
yeah, with the Essence, yeah.
Fuck, that was
so
I went
mad
on.
I wasn't
was
there.
I went on stage with Wendell, and there were, 90,000 African-Americans in that big stadium there. Wendell did all the talking, thank God, and eventually I said, yeah, you've got to watch this episode this Sunday because it's a real cracker.
Ouch.
And 90,000 black people sort of went, what did that guy just say?
This is a real cracker.
And Wendell started laughing, and I said, what's wrong? Why? What did I say? He said, did you just say cracker? I said, what does that mean? He said, cracker is a redneck. I went, oh, God, it doesn't mean that in England. I meant firecracker.
You know what I mean?
Chris Ashworth, that's
Chris.
Sergey, Chris. He's from Virginia, and he went into the audition talking in this Russian accent. They never doubted that he was Russian.
Russian,
yeah.
Never.
We had a funny night with him. Chris and two nurses.
Night nurse?
Actually, it was Method Man who... I mean, he wasn't there, but she was going, oh, yeah, Method Man's in the show. And I went, yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, of course.
Complete
yeah.
Lie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From then on, we were in.
I bet that's right.
You know, sit there and pout? I know you don't think I'm going down to that club just to look at pussy. I know you know me better than that.
It's Melanie.
Melanie, yeah.
Everybody's looking.
She had a baby boy, right?
Yeah.
Most of them women are dykes.
Who's been in the show?
Police work.
They worked the son in the show?
Well, she gets pregnant and has a baby.
I never saw the episode where she actually had the baby.
Yeah, well, I think they're doing it on this season.
This season,
yeah.
That's why I can't. Yeah. Right.
All that rehab. All them promises.
We talked about this.
No, you talked. I didn't get a word in edgewise once you made up your mind.
Where you going?
With you.
Excuse me?
Who knows? I might see a little something I happen to like.
So all that's on the table.
Right now, there's money in a transpo budget for the grain pier. Also, a bond issue that pays for maintenance dredging on the main shipping channel.
But not the canal?
Nope, not the canal. For that, we're going to have to fight a little
Chris
longer.
Chris Bauer in a fat suit.
So says Frank.
That was a fat suit?
Yeah, he's wearing a fat suit.
We're lucky if we pull out the grain pier.
Be that as it
underneath
may,
there is a lot of padding.
Serious?
Yeah.
At the rap party, I was like, wow, you sure thinned out.
Look at it. Fat suit.
So where y'all find the cash?
I've been robbing liquor stores 2 weeks.
Seriously, we got some help from the national office on this, and there have been some timely donations from a few friends here and there. The point
my
is,
favorite Doc character least, is likely to see the grand Shorty in the back there. Year,
which means what's his name?
A couple hundred more ships a year, at least.
If which one?
I'm gonna show you. They will go back to him.
Him. Him.
Oh God, horse I love face. Him.
Horseface. Horseface. Yeah. Charlie Scales.
Oh God, I got an Aunt Simon.
Imagine being cast to play someone called Horseface.
Perfect though. He's classic. He's classic. You ever like pay attention to his walk?
No.
This is crazy. He has this walk. It's incredible.
The money only goes so far. Now we gotta make some noise, right?
Make some noise.
Make some noise.
Enough talk. Some of you's got ships to work in the morning. The rest of you's need to be drunk.
I'll drink to that.
Help from the national office, huh?
Yeah, right.
Timely donations from friends. Watch your ass, Frank.
A sign of times to come, huh?
This is it?
Yeah. Just picked it up from the port administrator.
So what am I looking for?
This is definitely 5 o'clock in the morning. Look, Wendell can barely keep his eyes open.
Poor baby.
Boxes are containers. This one's being offloaded and set on a chassis. Here's the time.
See, I'm lucky. My shot's got to be done in the day.
I know, yeah.
You're dealing with sunlight.
You are lucky, because this room, they fill it with smoke. I don't know why they have all this smoke. You can never see it.
You never see it.
Fill it with smoke, and they can go all night on a Friday.
That's fun.
It's always Friday night going to Saturday morning.
Serious?
Oh, it's a tough life, you know. It's not easy.
AQQZ has
tell me about it.
396594, check digit 7.
That's the container number of the can with the women in it.
See that? It was never entered by the checker, so as far as the computer's concerned, it no longer exists.
And it's a box that says
you don't find
that,
these computer graphics about down, loading container ships interesting?
Do not set me up.
You should try acting with them.
Oh, man, Dominic, you're cruel.
Out on the docks, honey, but Tom, the guy who does all the technology stuff, all the computer graphics and all that, there's one guy who's called Tom Farmer, and poor guy, he spends months, he goes on courses from the FBI and he finds out the latest technology, he finds all the software and he puts all this shit together, and then they only ever put in half a second of these graphics that he finds, and he's always running around tearing his hair out because he never gets the screen time that he deserves.
See if there's a pattern.
Well, how many ships are we talking about?
Hundreds.
It ain't like I got a prayer of bringing this case in otherwise.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. What the hell's your problem?
Nothing.
Yeah, you look like you're about to be sick or something.
I just can't look at him.
Thanks. Hey, ever been to a titty bar?
Yeah, sure. Not with women.
You sure you're not gonna have a problem for talking to us here?
I don't give a shit. You friends with Shardy ain't all that matters. Besides, I'm from Westport, and I told them club owners straight up. I was here before them hoes got here, and they better make sure I'm here after they leave.
So, how long ago did they come through?
6 months back was the last batch.
Russians, I love this scene. I love her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's amazing.
Who brought them? Club owner pays extra for them.
Wendy Grantham, I believe was her name.
She was like the madam who handled the cash, but I ain't get a name.
She Russian too?
She was something. She had an accent. So it's
like yeah, she's brilliant. She's absolutely brilliant.
And the next, what, all foreign girls?
Mm-hmm, about right. They was making so much money with them new girls, they start letting some of their regular dancers go. Not me, because I mean, I got clients.
She's great.
Where'd the girls stay?
Well, they ain't told shit. They ain't here legally. They don't know shit. They ain't got no family. The men they got handling them are always with them. Right there to take them from whatever motel you're using to the club and back. Go to the right outside the fucking motel door when they're up there in the motel rooms with the Johns.
Anyone try to get away?
Did you ever meet her?
Never met her.
Seen one of them get lit up with one of them stun guns just for going down the block to get some dinner. I mean, they barely let them girls go to the bathroom by themselves. And if they see one getting too close to the Johns, that's when they move the whole crew to another town, you know? Keep it so they don't get no help.
That was a great scene.
You up after the next song?
Push my numbers then. I gotta go get paid, honey.
I know that's
need
right.
Need anything else?
Help if I can. I'll tell Chardine you said hi.
I bet you will, Kima.
She must be doing good to be out for so long. She must have landed a rich one.
Right? I love her first line in the scene. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean?
You her girl?
Yeah.
I wouldn't let mine come in here either without me. These bitches in here are no joke.
Give her the Emmy.
She's going to come back.
Yeah, they got to bring her back. Larry.
This is his last scene.
Last scene.
God damn, he was the best actor of anyone.
There's something about him I just really miss.
Was it, what, his Benz?
He never rode inside the Benz.
No. What did he spend about 70 grand on it? I went with Andre to Amsterdam. And all the cabs in Amsterdam are Benzes.
Benzes, yeah.
So Andre was taking pictures of him, calling up Larry every time. Hey, you know, you should get that car, you and stick a cab sign on it, because they're all cabs over here.
Andre Royal. Only Drake.
That's genuine.
Oh, yeah.
No difficulty acting that bit.
Nah.
13 of them. They had about a third of that space hidden behind the fake wall. A few flashlights, some junk food, some water. A portable toilet they had to share. And not enough air.
I'm going to schedule sentencing for the third week of next month.
Do you remember
month?
When we were doing that scene outside the courthouse and she kept tripping over the sandbag? And you wouldn't window would not let me stop laughing.
the scene coming up?
Yeah,
when you come out?
When she comes out,
she kept tripping up in the sandbag.
And
we ask that an appeal bond be set so that he can participate fully in this investigation.
An appeal bond on a conviction of first-degree murder? Mr. Levy, get a grip on yourself.
Your Honor.
Not only will there be no bond pending sentencing, but as far as I'm concerned, the pre-sentencing report is a mere formality. Mr. Hilton has been found guilty of killing a state's witness who testified in this very courtroom. He did so in cold blood and for pay. Unless the pre-sentence report indicates that he is...
So he's going to look down in a minute, look at his lines.
He will very likely be sentenced...
Look, he's looking at his lines. He's lying, remembering it. Shot comes back to him. Yeah.
Leave his office feeling that his job actually matters.
I did a film with Peter about 10 years ago.
Can't remember nothing.
Funniest man in the world.
Are you Jesus Christ come back to Earth?
Who's your daddy now?
See it, Sam. Yeah.
Here we are. Was yeah. Tripping on the sandbag. Where is it?
Do you see the smile on your
when
face?
When's laughing? When was laughing? You're trying not to laugh.
Oh, God.
She's trying to stand up.
Now for the ceremonial life fuck.
You come see me down a cut, you punk ass snitch. I shove a shit down your cocksucker throat.
You think on it, bird. You think on Brandy while you're doing that time, you heard?
I'm gonna save you, man. I swear to God.
You really see him shoot the man?
I've been working on that accent for 3 years now and I still can't get it right, but they didn't want me to do a Baltimore accent because they said, apparently in Homicide, they used to get regular calls if anyone had a Baltimore accent saying, is this guy retarded? And so I wanted to do a Baltimore accent, but they said, no, just do a general East Coast. And they got me a dialect coach called Betty Ann Leesburg Lang. We used to have regular sessions in the first season, but I haven't seen it for a while now.
I had to work on my accent, my Baltimore accent.
Oh, you do Baltimore?
Do you believe that?
Man, you crazy. If Omar do a Baltimore accent, boy, ask this man we talking about, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I worked in a Baltimore accent.
Shit, I didn't realize.
I had to work
hard. You got a Baltimore accent in that? You can't hear it. I can't hear it.
I talk nothing like Baltimore. I can't tell the difference. You know, it's how we do. We do what we do down in Baltimore. You know what I mean? I would spend hours in this place called Lexington Market. And on Saratoga, I would just sit there and have crab cakes and Fraley's. Like about 2 hours, just sit there and listen to people's conversations. It's crazy. It's not completely South because, you know, it's not as drawn out as Southern and it's not fast like New York, but it has a Northern undertone. So there's a certain chop. Like, you know, we say dog, they say Doug.
Oh, yeah?
They'll call a dog a Doug.
Doug?
Doug. There's a lot of little different slangs, you know what I'm saying? But the basic dialect is Southern choppy. With all them books.
If we pull one down off the shelf and none of the pages... Do the African-Americans say the O sound? Or is that just white when it's O? Gained
alienation? Oh, that's white Baltimore.
Gained
that's
white alienation?
Baltimore.
Yeah.
White Baltimore is a whole other world from black Baltimore. Yeah. Yeah.
He was who he was. And he did what he did. And because he wasn't ready to get real with the story, that shit caught up to him. I mean, I think, anyway.
Have you ever heard Wendell's party chant?
Ain't no party like it. What?
No, not that one. It's hotter than the motherfucker in here. It's hotter than... You ever heard that one?
No.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, dear, look at that. You done with your trial? Nah, he's real. Jeffrey Fugit. Or right, Fugit. Let's take her on I kept out. Calling him Fugit. He's a real cop. He's a Marine cop.
I'll see you tomorrow, Dixie. We got something else to do today?
Yeah, last bit of business.
Well, this is your business.
Now, this is retirement. And after today, I'm retired.
Talk when I say, not before.
Товарищ
Сергей, my nigga.
You're losing weight.
Shit.
You're down to nothing. In this country, supermarkets are cathedrals. I worry for you, buddy.
How your people
Virginian. Virginian accent. Virginian.
And he's in the militia in Virginia. Thing, right? You know, he's backwards Virginia.
Straight like that cracker. Right now. You know, that's my boy. He's straight up, you know, good old boy. Man with the raggedy ass
Camaro. Wasn't mine, it was my cousin's. Wasn't all that raggedy. Sorry. Nicky is with us, his cousin. But family cannot be helped.
Who you tell?
What about Prop Joe? I got motherfucking I've really briefly met Prop Joe.
He's a sweetheart, man.
Yeah? He's from Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore. Pop a cap in ass, and goes to church every Sunday.
Does he?
Walks with his Bible. Very, very spiritual. Living life with some bird and some niggas. Yeah, that's my boy. He's also a trained actor.
Ain't pay my boy cheese and cheese ain't paying me, right?
I ain't talking Robert about F. Chu. In the world.
Very good actor.
But it ain't like cheese being a position out on that corner to let your cuz exemplify.
Does the theater circuit in Baltimore a lot too?
He's in something a little late.
Oh man, amazing.
We want to pay what we
Yeah, yeah. So.
27 anyway. And we're going to have it soon enough.
Your man doubled it though.
He also burned the car. Now the blue book on that Camaro is 51.
Now let me understand. You gonna come up in here having fucked up a package, asking me to tell Cheese who you fucked it up on to pay you out $2,400.
He gets to keep the Camaro.
Just how good a friend is this motherfucker to y'all?
So they got him on Christian TV.
Not as Prop Joe, of course.
Cheese ain't gonna be happy having to pay me back. So I would advise y'all to give him some distance.
Just so we don't come back on my cousin. Anyway, thanks for being straight on this.
Fool. If it wasn't for Sergey here, you and your cuz both would be cadaverous motherfuckers.
I went through INS, customs, even the State Department. There was nothing.
Well, it's time, Jimmy. You did what you could, man.
You see the eyelashes moving. She's a stunt
Serious?
Woman. Yeah, she's great. Stunt woman. She's fantastic.
But the eyelashes moving.
I'm afraid
yeah,
so.
On a dead woman.
This one to the anatomy board in the morning. Jane Doe on the paperwork.
Ain't right, Doc.
What the fuck ever is?
The worst venue of all is the coroner's office. The first season we were in the real one.
It's horrible. Do we not creep out each other? Oh, God.
It's underground. There's something
underground,
in the air.
Yeah.
And everyone breaking out in hives because of something in the atmosphere. You could see the little drains. Where all the
blood and brain bits on the floor. It was, oh, God, it was gruesome.
What the hell is wrong?
Yeah, we had to shoot the scene when we had to go identify Brandon's body.
That's right.
Yeah, that
was
night.
Our first scene together, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
I want you home, dear. You asked me to carry this. I'm carrying it. This is mine, right here, right now. Boy, you ain't listening to me. I am telling Ma. You. Ma, remember we used to live on Linden Avenue? Remember
Another
that house?
Phenomenal actor.
Michael Hyatt.
I was about...
Her name is Michael?
Six,
yeah.
7 years old.
Oh, shit.
I was playing on the porch.
She's from Jamaica.
Jamaica the island?
Yeah.
Say word.
Yeah.
She got a West Indian accent?
Yeah.
She's amazing. I haven't met her yet, neither.
I did a scene with her. Just done it.
Serious?
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Oh, God, I love her.
Trying to get inside, and you standing right there to open the door. Except you ain't letting me inside. You told me to go back out there and fight him, whether I lose or not.
They kicked your ass. Remember?
They beat the shit out of you. Then you say to me, boy, I might have brung you into this world. But you the one who gonna have to live in it. Well, Ma,
the casting was
I'm
great on this,
here.
Man. They even resemble
me.
That would be something.
You gotta let me live like I need to live. You tell Avon, Stringer, and Darnett, all of them,
leave me be.
To leave me be.
Mother and son. That was intense.
There's the assassin, isn't it?
Yeah, that's him.
Should I know as they killed him right after he'd
seen
his mom.
His mother. Yeah, that's you know, got my skin is goosing right now, yeah. Man. Damn.
All right, look, fuck y'all.
I'm going to the bar.
Tomorrow is another goddamn day.
Motherfucking right.
We had a scene with him the other day, and we're standing around rehearsing. He said, okay, we'll just read the lines. The next line was Wendell's. The director said, so where's Bunk? I said, he's in Italy. There's someone else had to read it.
How many votes we get down in Annapolis tonight, Frankie?
Been here long?
Since my hair was brown.
I was telling Chess about Benny.
Benny with the hair lip?
That's a good one.
See, Benny was working.
There he is, there's your man.
Yeah, I love him.
Chumper still clocked him good, but he didn't tell nobody.
Yeah, not till he came in here. That's when Little Nose called Benny to call the union lawyer.
Paul Sewell. Yeah, God rest his soul.
There's Ziggy. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, Ziggy's great. I would like to see him in some more stuff, too.
You working frozen food again, Paul says?
What's Ziggy's real name?
James Ranson.
I thought that was James and Troy on the poster. With Brad.
Oh, yeah. Orlando Bloom.
They
do look alike.
Like, whoa,
they do
Ziggy.
Look alike. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Except James can act.
Ouch.
So that's it. Me and Cheese are straight.
Yeah, you're straight. That does 2,400 for Princess.
She's worth more than that. Hey, Dolo. One for the bar, hon.
You in the lotto?
Hey, if my old man can do it, who the hell says I can't?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nick, when I'm flush, I'm flush.
You ain't gonna live forever, right?
Next round's on me.
Not for me, I'm gonna head out.
Oh, come on,
man.
Belly up.
Take a rain check.
Not hotter than me in a trench coat with a bulletproof vest.
Oh, yeah?
And that one as well, huh?
Makes 22.
You're outside, you're all right.
In the baking sun, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. In August.
In August, yeah.
You gonna call bunk?
Detective Moreland is indisposed.
You with Daniels and them?
Nah. No. Just plugged the computer down there. We're orphaned, man.
Orphaned?
Yeah. Rawls is talking like if I don't come home with 14 clearances, I can't come home at all. Lester, too. Where's the love, Jimmy? Where is the mother fucking love?
Hey, hey, hey.
Pat!
No dry firing, right? Had he shot the gun, that'd have been considered a dry fire?
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, a dry fire is when you pull the trigger with no bullets in it, right? So but had he pulled that gun just now, you would have had to explain why he had to fire his firearm, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's police procedure.
I noticed McNulty was trying not to get him to do it. Like, dude, you crazy? That's paperwork.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm guessing, the way, like...
I wish you told me that at the time, because all I was thinking was, don't shoot me.
I got that from when Prez Paluski fired his gun.
Fired the wall. He had to fill out a report. Right?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, right?
Oh, you should have told me that at the time, Mike.
Oh. Elena and I are going to try again.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm done fucking myself up, Bunk. I am done.
Wow. Got to drink Hennigan and get paid for it. You got the best job.
Come on, man.
Look at my 80s leather jacket.
He is not over that car like a beach whale.
Over here, shipbird. What the hell happened to you?
I fell
just
down.
Caught something.
How many times?
A couple of minutes ago, we just saw mother and son. Now we're seeing father and son. Two totally different situations.
Walk with me, Zig.
Two different cultures. I guess David's in his messages, like, you know, the people might be different, but the story's the same. I guess, you know, still the father loves his son the way that mother loves her son.
More ships, more
I guess they'll kind of do anything to help him.
Yeah, great. The fuck are you about? What? Is that my son lighting $100 bills like an asshole in a bar full of working stiffs?
Really well lit, this bit.
Gorgeous.
Just a smile.
A smile?
Yep, smile. You want to hit
so
me
how did you get
pop?
Cast? What was your casting?
Take a shot.
Me?
Yeah.
in New York with Alexa Fogel.
Well, kind of
got
cash.
A phone call.
You know you ain't had the days.
It was a part.
Oh, definitely not.
I went and I read for it. And they put
did
me.
Did you know it before?
No, I hadn't even heard anything about The Wire. I didn't know anything about it.
Prevail, Zig. It's the only way to keep it halfway honest.
I never met David. I just put myself on tape in New York in Alexa Fogel's office. They sent it to Baltimore. I was telling a couple of friends, yeah, there's this thing called The Wire. And everybody was like, Wood Harris, Wood Harris, Wood Harris, Wood Harris.
Yeah, yeah.
Just Wood Harris. I'm like, who the fuck is Wood Harris?
You know what I'm saying? So
I had never met Dave. It's like my third day at work. He ran up on me, and I was like, who's sweating that run up on me? He was like, hey, hey. You know, I'm the creator of the show. I was like, oh, shit.
I remember you.
I remember him saying that, had he known that what he was going to see in the dailies was going to be what it was, he would have made us his Wild Bunch, making a reference to that classic Western.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. Okay.
For which scene?
This was season one. It was a night scene. I forget exactly what the scene was.
Four Pollock, six opinions.
I remember when Yous all went down to pick at them scabs.
Wild Bunch and the man who shot Liberty Valance, right. And that time frame Western, that's where a lot of Omar's stuff, it kind of patterned after this kind of little Western scene. It's a classic.
Damn, I never realized that.
I didn't know it either.
Really?
Yeah, I had to go and do some research. You know, after talking with David and Ned over the years, they tell you that stuff. It really didn't come full circle to me until the past two scenes I did in this season. I saw it. I was like, you could actually see. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, this could very easily be 1930-something in the middle of the desert somewhere in some Midwest. White people, the same guns, man.
Tell me, Mr. Beck,
the vibration was exactly the same. I was like, okay, this is real writing here. Anybody could be in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I never knew. That's great.
I didn't know it neither.
You look like a gunslinger. Well, you are a gunslinger.
Yeah, gunslinger.
Thank you, Dominic.
Every one of those post-its is a can that disappears when it's being offloaded. The yellow slips, they show up again with legitimate cargo intact and are re-entered, so you figure those are honest mistakes.
With the pink and the green, those cans never come back. They stay out of the computer for good.
And the pink one, like the can full of dead girls, they're all from the same shipping line, Talco. And on all of them, the same checker, this guy, Thomas Pacusa.
How'd they find you all the way across the waters?
I put myself on tape in London, and I had my girlfriend reading the other part, you know, and I put myself on tape. And it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I knew I had to get it off in the morning. And I'm doing my best Robert De Niro impression. And my girlfriend couldn't stop laughing, you know, because it sounded so stupid. So I had to put her out the room. And I didn't have anyone else to read the other part. So I just left a gap and read my lines and then left a gap for where everyone else's lines were. And I sent off the tape. And David said they then put the tape on and they just broke out laughing because they suddenly realized, you know, this guy's on his own in a room and leaving gaps for the other people to speak. They thought it was so funny they got me over, and within a week I was going around with the police. I was standing next to this guy who'd been shot 8 times, twice in the head, was still alive, and we're standing in the trauma unit in the hospital. And I'm sitting there going, what the hell am I doing?
What
am I doing here? Standing there pretending to be a cop with all the families sitting around. If they'd known I was an actor from England, can you imagine?
Holy shit. Damn.
It was a pretty weird month for me.
I can imagine. Man, that's dedication. I like that. The whole, putting yourself on tape by yourself.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do. People don't know the stuff that goes into, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to use what we do with this detail to get a major case squad going. I'll come up out of here with all those open files. It doesn't smell as sweet. So what's the next move on this?
We clone the computer and start watching what's happening on the docks in real time.
What's he doing? Dry heaving. Look at Lance. Lance Reddick, another beautiful actor.
It's Wood. It's the great Wood Harris.
They set this up so ugly, man. It's the last time he sees his mom. Last time he sees his uncle. Look at the shot. Look at the camera. Pull away. That's death right there. He's showing you death with the camera angle. Last time you see your nephew.
Just wine, huh?
I like the way they're bringing all that back anymore. For season three.
Oh, God, I'm loving it.
No Jamesons.
Not the restaurant scenes, the D'Angelo
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I deserve that one, too. Even though I'm not doing much of that anymore, either. Anything else?
Oh, I'm crikey, sorry. Yeah, this is the love scene.
I don't know where it still comes from. I mean, it's been a year, right?
You deserve to be angry.
What's the point?
I think you and her have much better chemistry than the prom.
How's work?
I couldn't take that first love scene. Oh!
Well, that was ridiculous. That was
horrible.
Being a male directing it on satin sheets, shouting at us, "Climax now!"
You're joking.
Yeah, we were shouting, "Climax now!" Excuse me? And I said, "Listen, just give me a lead in before you want me to,
you know."
So he said, "Okay, I'll get, how long do you want?" I said, "Well, I don't know, a couple of beats." So he's coming around because the camera was coming around the whole bed, around the satin sheets, and he says, "Okay, get ready to climax." And in his Hungarian accent, "Climax now!" We had to do it all in post anyway, because all you could hear on the original track was Peter Medak shouting, "Climax now." So it was one of those, I felt like a porn star getting in the booth going, ah! Oh, dear.
Yeah, this is much more sexy.
This is the second best gratuitous boob shot in the whole season.
Oh, it's so sexy. I don't know. When Sonya Song took her tits out in season one, that's pretty hot. I got a lot of phone calls on that.
Did she? I forgot she did that.
Yeah, in the sex scene with Kim's lover. No, you know, what's the name wasn't going for that?
Melanie.
Melanie, yeah. Please. I think she's a little phobic.
Yeah, Callie had that idea for that love scene.
That was great. You and Callie grew, you have a great chemistry together. It felt real.
Her idea was that she gets the ex-husband caught back to the house and she pops him an ecstasy pill.
Wow.
Then they shag among the kids' toys on the... Anyway, it was pretty sick, her idea, but I liked it.
I bet you did.
But David didn't go for it, so we ended up just with that bit. But every sex scene I have, I'm never on top. Because I don't want my little white ass in full view. You get letters saying, you know, why is McNulty always underneath?
60, 70,000.
Nick, he's offering like 3-4 times the value. I'm out on this. Nick.
That's Jeff, props guy. You ever meet him?
What, Johnny 50?
Yeah.
That's my boy. Me, him, and Chris Bauer and Andre Royal were together the night that Rob Coldberry died.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where were you?
At the bar for the party for I Enjoyed Angels. I mean, we were at the bar.
Wow.
Nikki. I can turn that package around, no problem.
Oh, sick, I got it.
Nikki, was Jeff drinking gin?
I know I was drinking Cavassier.
You were?
Yeah, that was in my cup.
I got the call from Andre. I was walking my daughter to school. It was next morning.
The next morning?
Yeah, when Andre called to tell me about Bob.
Hey, girl. What do we do with the day?
Me? Oh, I gotta pick up the boys from the sitter.
Funny scene.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's great. Like, it lets you know that, you know, women could be a little ruthless too, you know what I mean?
No problem. Damn right.
We'll do something after that.
She just threw him out the house. You know?
I don't want the boys to know that you were here.
Wham, bam, thank you, sir, you know what I mean?
So... you need to leave.
Booby? Leave?
Oh, dear, here we go.
I felt bad for him, though.
Who?
For McNulty in that scene. Right. I kind of genuinely feel bad for him. Not sorry for him, but I kind of felt it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was hoping it would look funnier. It trying to make him sort of... fix it. Incredibly complacent and pleased with himself in the morning.
Who's the man?
the way he sets it up to look like a suicide. Have you ever heard of that method before?
Yeah. Somebody tying a belt around their neck? Yo, man, y'all didn't get any final calls. But if it was a suicide, how can putting a belt around your neck and then tying it to a doorknob choke you?
You put your hands in your pockets and then I think you pull down. I mean, it doesn't work on this because the doorknob isn't high enough for it.
Oh, okay.
But presumably it is a method that can work. Anyway.
Such a frightening scene. Just his facial expressions. You know, I'm not man enough to admit that when I first saw this, I got a little misty-eyed here. I'm not man enough to admit that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
This was ugly. Real ugly.
Well, everyone was saying, you know, the one bit of hope in the whole.
Yeah, they kill
the
him.
One good guy.
Yeah.
They kill him. Mm-hmm. David said, yeah, there's no room for hope in my show.
You know, unfortunately, that's how I went down them streets in Baltimore. There was no hope left. This shit has got to be traumatizing on people's moms and whatnot. Like, I know Larry's mother was like, I can't watch this scene.
I bet. That's my baby
underneath by that door.
And his wife, hey, why? She's too pleased. You got my motherfucking sex, young.
You trying to carry me, Joe?
No, man.
He's good, that guy.
Yeah, very good. Rest in peace, Robert Colesberry.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I just want to thank people who are still with us. I wouldn't be here unless Alexa Fogart had put a phone call out to me and David Simon, Ed Burns, Neil Noble. I want to say thank you, man. Appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah.
Everybody over at HBO.
Yeah, Neil and David and Ed have had a tough time since Bob died. And yeah. They pulled it off last season. They pulled it off doing his job as well as their own.
Yeah.
So, anyway, big ups to them.
That's right. Once again, this is Michael K. Williams, a.k.a. Omar from the HBO series The Wire. I want to say to everybody out there, thank you for your support. Round 3, hope is well-received. Once again, thank you for the love and support.
Yeah, damn right. Let's hope lots of people buy this, and I hope you enjoy it, because I think it's the best TV there is. So, thanks a lot for watching and keep supporting. This is Dominic West, Jimmy McNulty, and Mike saying bye.
Peace.